Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 117 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. If you have a spare 30 seconds, please rate and review the podcast so it helps us be more discoverable to listeners who haven't heard about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. And this week, it's a little mini episode. One that shows just how manic it can be backstage before a show during one of our visits, and one that you can listen to in between stations on the London Underground, just about as long as an Oscar speech. So why not let us celebrate the genius that is Olivia Colman? I mean, not only is she a delight to watch on stage and screen, but as we found out this award season, she's exceptionally good at an acceptance speech. Raspberries and all. And we had the absolute pleasure in meeting and chatting to Olivia while she was on stage at the National Theatre performing in Mosquitoes, which was directed by Rufus Norris. So you will hear us referencing another Olivia, and that would be friend of the show, Olivia Williams. Olivia Colman talks about their onstage sisterly bitterness as well as her fondness for the National Theatre. And hopefully we will see her back there soon. Hollywood, please don't steal her. So have a listen to the episode, and you might just hear another little raspberry in there somewhere. I talked to Olivia earlier.
Yeah.
So about how easy a yes this must have been, you know, with Kirkwood, the writing, the design, Rufus Norris directing. I mean,
yeah.
When you... And she said that you were workshopping this before as well, or a reading or something.
I did. I was a reader.
Yeah.
But
I mean, was it an easy yes, Olivia, to kind of go, oh, this is...
Well, I said yes to Rufus before. I think I was pissed. He said, "Will you do a play at the National?" I went, "Oh, okay, if you're directing it." And so
he called you on it.
Yeah, he fucking had me. I think he might have been recording it. I don't know.
Fair enough. No, I'm good, thank you.
Because I said I didn't want to do a play again for a long time. Because I miss every bedtime of my kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I love Rufus so much, you can't say no. No one says no to Rufus.
Yeah.
And then thankfully it was a Lucy Kirkwood play. And thankfully the part of Jenny is a no brainer, you can't say no to that.
Yeah. And Jenny and Alice have that it's so written so well. I mean, and
yeah.
I was saying to Olivia W.
Yeah.
Willie and Collie. That, you know, you hear gasps of the audience when you guys say something to each other, as sisters do, you know, or families do.
Yeah.
How kind of it can...
I love it.
This like this.
We both feel quite protective, I suppose, of our characters. Yeah. So I think Jenny's completely right, and she thinks Alice is completely right. And so when she says awful things to Jenny, and I hear people going, I kind of got to see.
That's brilliant. It's great in the writing, but good casting as well. Because you guys are very convincing as sisters.
Mm.
Like, there are times when you only have to look, or it's just the reaction that you just did. There's an unwritten and unspoken dialogue between family members that you don't have to say the whole sentence before you go, oh, don't say it, don't say it.
Oh, you did it. You said it.
You did it. What's it like working at the National as well?
It's the nicest place to work. It's an incredibly egalitarian feel here.
Mm.
You feel like everyone's proud of their job. Every job. So front of house, you know, everyone...
Yeah.
You recognise faces, everyone says hello. It's really... I don't think anyone with a massive ego here probably... that no one has time for that.
Yeah. I think when we talked to Rosalie Craig when she was here, she said it was like actor therapy. You know, because you can kind of use the support here you get here is just incredible.
The banging on the window.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful. I think that's a proper hair up on the back of your neck feeling. And because those windows all face each other, so you have people with feathers up there, and you've got people with scars there, and you've got all sorts of shows, you know, all you've all got each other's back. Hello! Yeah.
So, come on in.
Come in.
No, come on in. Yeah, just one more question. So I was here.
It looks quite boring in here now because I'm moving out. I'm taking all my pictures down, honey.
When I was at the shed for a show here, and that banging on the window was a moment that I think is an actor. Like, there's nothing that can describe it.
Absolutely, but it's one of their biggest highs. Yeah. I'm really emotional. Yeah. And when then they go sort of on press night, on beginners. Everybody. Bang, it's bang, beautiful. Bang,
thanks, Olivia. Thanks.
The now Oscar winner, Olivia Colman, in a little bite-sized nugget of a backstage chat at the National Theater during the run of Mosquitoes. Now, before we wrap up here, if you're a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call, and you can follow me at John Schwab. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast, get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you and a massive congratulations to Olivia Colman, Oscar winner, as well as every other award going this award season. She's a national theater stalwart, and she is a national treasure. Thanks for listening to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.